Shauna Tellos here from the Jackson Y. Just another week for you.
Just another day in the
check
life.
For a million. Another one.
Oh, gosh. You know that's not the truth. I don't take this for granted at all. I'm just overwhelmed by the support of the community and everybody rallying together. And just thrilled to have Paula Autry, our new CEO of the Henry Ford Allegiance Health System, on board with the Y. Certainly making a very significant pledge of support to our capital campaign. And also the level of excitement with her and her team about strengthening our partnership and future collaborative opportunities with our programming. We're just really, really excited to be moving forward and moving forward in a new way.
Well, thanks for coming out on a kind of a crappy day, but you know Paula a little bit. Tell us about her and your impressions.
My impressions are that she, I told her this yesterday, she's an answer to prayer for our community. She is really passionate about the people and about meeting people where they are, making sure that people have full access to the programs and services that they need. And it just aligns beautifully with the work that we're doing at the Y, our new strategic vision and our mission. Of course, the last word of our mission statement is all. And as we, you know, through the capital campaign process and as we recently finished up our strategic plan for the next few years, it's been increasingly clear that Jackson's ready for new things, new programming, and that all of the health serving organizations around the community, I think, are taking a new collective approach to meeting community needs. And that's what Paula's all about. And so we're really excited, not just about the contribution, but about the opportunity to work with her and hear her fresh perspectives on things.
Boy, the mission has gotten bigger at the Y, hasn't it?
It has, but our fundraising goal has stayed the same. We know that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Jackson to do something like this. And we know that people have been fundraising for very, very worthy causes for many years in our community. And we know that we are very fortunate to be raising the funds that we are raising. And that's a big reason that it's so important to us to partner with like-minded agencies, because they're just as much a part of this as we are. And when the community invests in the Y, they're investing in the health of the community. And so we want to pull in as many partners as makes sense to be a part of this, partners that we align with. Like I said, we want to have a greater collective impact, and building a new facility is the way to do that.
Well, you've had a whirlwind a couple weeks with consumers and now Henry Ford Allegiance.
Right.
Take me through that.
Sure. So about 3 weeks ago, consumers publicly announced a matching challenge grant to the community. Patty Poppe basically said, we are willing to match up to $3 million. We believe in this project, but we need everybody to step forward and help push the Y closer to the finish line. And Paula Autry and the team over at Consumers Energy, and I say team because there's been a broad base of people over there that have been helping to move this forward, but they answered the challenge of Consumers Energy, correct, and said, yes, you know, this is important for Jackson, this is important for downtown, it's important for large employers. The Y brings over 200,000 people into downtown Jackson every year. We have just over 8,000 members, and if you remember, we have a financial assistance policy that states that no one will be turned away due to inability to pay. So we're serving all different kinds of people. We're bringing all different kinds of people into downtown Jackson. And the broad scope of programs that the Y provides makes Jackson appealing for employees and new employees, especially young families. And so for these large employers like American One, Henry Ford Allegiance, and Consumers Energy, it's important to invest in things that are valuable to their employees and to their future employees.
And really, Shauna, it's all everything's positive. I don't see any negatives, really, at the Y.
Right, right. I think, personally, that's the most beautiful thing about the Y. Everybody walks in the door coming from different directions. And once they're inside, they're all there for the same purpose. They're there to improve their health. And the way that the Y brings people together, I think, is really unusual around the world. If you think about the way things have become increasingly divisive in the last few years politically, the Y is the one place where people come together and stand side by side and have relationships, real, genuine, caring relationships with people that they might not have ever crossed paths with before. People who have been through significant challenge have the opportunity to network with people that can help them later in life. And I think that's just the beauty of not just downtown, as it's growing and there's a lot of positive momentum and people are coming back to downtown Jackson, but specifically to the Y. People are, our membership right now is the biggest it has ever been. We're over 8,000 members. So people are not just coming back downtown, but they're at the Y specifically. And I think it's because it's a good place.
The other positive that I wanted to bring out, it's family.
You're right.
It's for families, and any more families get broken and separated, this can be a family event.
It absolutely is. There's something at the Y for everybody. And especially when you're a working family, you have to be very purposeful with your time. And when you can come to the Y and mom and dad or, you know, the primary caregivers can get in some exercise and the kids are in a safe, nurturing environment. And then when the exercise is done, the family can go to the pool together or go up to the gyms together and shoot around. Or we're doing monthly family nights now with a broad variety of really fun activities for families. But knowing that your kids are in a safe place while you're making time for yourself, and not just safe, but they're having fun and forming new relationships, as a mom, you feel a lot better about making time for yourself when you know your kids are taken care of too.
So you're in the kind of the corporate phase right now. What's the next steps?
Well, the next steps are, well, right now we need to solidify these partnerships because, like you mentioned, we need to adjust our preliminary architectural plans based on whatever these partnerships might be and what they might look like, not just programmatically but spatially in the new facility.
Mm-hmm.
So finalizing partnerships, of course, you know, there's still more fundraising to do. We're not quite to the finish line yet, so we need everybody to step up to the challenge in whatever way they can of Consumers Energy so that we can get that full $3 million match. And finalizing, you know, what our needs are in the new space. And it is our hope that we will celebrate our 125th birthday next year. But we would really like to celebrate in a big way by beginning construction on the new facility.
Can you smell it?
I can. I was just joking with our facilities director last week. And I said, you know what, Steve? I can almost smell fresh paint. He said, you can, Shauna. I'm painting at the top of the ramp. You know, that is one thing, though, that we've been talking about a lot internally. So we are going to do our best to make sure that the Y experience for our current members who have been supporting us for all these years is the best that it can possibly be right up until the end of this current facility. And so we're doing a lot internally right now to make sure that things are running as smoothly as possible, to make sure that the facility is as accessible as it can possibly be, that it's clean, that it's bright, that it's inviting. And, you know, there might be some confusion out there about why we're doing that. But we think it's really important that the people that have been investing in us and supporting us for the last 124 years know that we're going to be good stewards of what we have right up until we put the shovel in the ground for our future home.
Well, you got to get to a meeting.
I do. I do. We're doing a big community-wide survey right now through an analytics company recommended by the YMCA of the USA. And you might have even received a survey. So anybody out there, if you get the survey from the Jackson YMCA, please open it up. Please be a volunteer for the Y and take 15 minutes to complete that.
Drive slow.
Thank you. Great I'll job. Try.